Okay, greetings to you all this morning. Let's take prayer requests.
About who I want to read the calendar. Oh, yes, Ugo passed away last evening at 6, after 6 o'clock, 6 10.
Okay. Ugo passed away. So we'll pray for those involved with that.
His last words to Toby is just a couple minutes before he quit breathing. Thank you. God.
That's a blessing.
Linda?
Who?
Linda?
Is that your aunt or your?
My papa that passed away.
Right, okay. Well, okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today and thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Pray that you be with us today. Give grace. You have something to share wisdom. Give us guidance and direction, O Lord. Pray, Father God, that you would be with those that were with Ugo, Chompies especially, Lord, others that knew him, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that we could be a part of his life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Chompies as well, for being able to be with him his last days. Pray, Father God, for Kevin's family, for Linda as well. She's coming to visit, Lord. Pray that you help her to see the truth. Pray that you be with all the brothers in other places that aren't with us. Others that are don't have any other fellowship around them, Lord. Pray that you encourage them and help them and guide them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. The last chapter was what? Chapter 10? We are in chapter 11 now, right? Okay. Okay, let's start. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. Okay, does anybody know what it means to cast a lot? You know what casting lots means? Does anybody remember where else that happened? Where lots were cast? What is that? Oh, yeah. When Jesus was crucified, they cast lots for his clothing. Where else, Arthur?
Oh, when they're going to throw Jonah in.
Uh-huh. When they were going to throw Jonah in. There was one other place it happened that I remember. Does anybody else remember another place? In the book of Acts? Do you remember?
When they were casting lots for which apostle?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When they were trying to decide who would replace Judas, right? And there were two of them, and they chose one of them by casting lots. Casting lots is something they did, and if I understand right, it was their way of, instead of deciding which they thought was best, they would just let God decide by leaving it up to chance. And I don't know exactly how they did it, but it had to do with choosing whoever whoever happened to pick the right number or whatever happened to be the one that got chosen. It didn't depend on anybody else's decision. So, not sure exactly how they did that. Maybe somebody else would have a better idea. So they did this to decide which of 10 people chosen to be rulers would be at the holy city of Jerusalem. And then they came there. And all the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. So, aside from all that, these people are willingly offering themselves for this service. So apparently it wasn't something that was just forced upon them either, or somebody was just making them do. They were willing to do this and they wanted to do that. And the people were behind it and choosing who would go be at Jerusalem. And then after that, it goes on to say, okay, well, I'll just read the next verse. Now, these are the chief of the province that dwell in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah dwell every one in his possession in their cities, to wit Israel, the priests, the Levites, the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. Okay. And the entire rest of the chapter is, gives all the names of the people that are referred to here in these first two verses. The people who willingly offered themselves and were chosen. We have a list of all their names and their services and what they did. And all the important positions they held in the city of Jerusalem. And this was just like any other city in the sense that it was an earthly kingdom, just like the city of Monette or the city of Springfield. And there had to be people that had positions of authority and had public offices. And they worked together to make everything function normally and ruled over each other. And Jerusalem was no different. It was an earthly nation, and it was governed by men with earthly positions and positions of power and authority. And they ruled over the nation of Israel this way. And they had laws, and all the laws we have written down, and their names are written down, and describing their functions and how everything worked. And if you would go look into the archives or the laws of the United States, you would find a lot of the same things. You would find lists of people who are in government positions and what they do and how long they're there and how many of them there are. And that's what's written down in these next two chapters. You have a whole list of people and what they do and how they serve in an earthly government and what their purpose is. And that's what these next two chapters are all about. So we'll just look at one of the last highlights in chapter 12, just following this chapter 11. At the end of chapter 12, one of the things that happens after they put everything in order and they're ready to govern Israel again, like it was before. In verse 43, at the end of chapter 12, it says, "Also that day they offered great sacrifices." And rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and their children rejoiced. So that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. Okay. And at that time there were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the fruits, and for the tithes, to gather them out of the fields of the cities, the portions of the law for the priests and the Levites, for Judah, rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their God and the ward of the purification according to the commandment of David and Solomon. For in the days of David of old and Asaph of old, they were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. Hold on, there's something else I wanted to see. I had it long ago. Talked about the wall being dedicated, the dedication of the wall. This is what I was looking for. It says, and at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing and with cymbals and psalteries and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem and from the villages. And also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the field of Geba, and Asmaveth, for the singers had builded them villages around Jerusalem. Okay, and then it goes on and says, then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate. And after them went Hosiah and half the princes of Judah. Okay. So what's happening here is the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem. This is like the final exciting thing to rejoice and give thanks over was the dedication of the wall. The city wasn't a city without a wall. And the wall was one of the most important things that they were rejoicing over here. Apparently the wall of the city was a place where not only did it keep them protected from people without, even the soldiers could get up on the wall and have an advantage over any enemies that were coming because they could stand up there and watch far off and see if there was anybody coming. They could stand on the wall and look out across and see, and they had watchmen and they stood on the wall. And so the wall was, that was one of the main things that we read about when we first started was the most important thing to start doing was building the wall. So there was a lot of places where it talked about the wall being built again. So here we're finally seeing that the wall is finished and they're celebrating the finishing of the wall and the completion of it for all the purposes that it serves. And that's what the rejoicing of that I jumped ahead and was reading about here, that they were rejoicing over the city being completed, and the last and final thing they were dedicating was the wall. So we'll end there. That takes us through chapter 11 and 12, and then next week will be chapter 13. Okay. Okay. What was the what was your memory verses for last week?
Two songs.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to memorize them and then they do the singing. End up and sing them.
Did they all memorize the same two songs?
Yes.
Okay. What were the two songs?
You got the stars and all about Jesus.
What was the other one?
All about Jesus.
Okay. Go ahead with the.
Yeah, we'll start to sing the first verse together. The second verse, I may just stop you. One person. For which song?
Live them from
Okay. Next week, are we going to do songs? Or
it's up to you.
Okay. All right, next week, find verses or scriptures that talk about being wise or finding wisdom. That's your homework assignment. Okay, Lord bless you guys.